On FM, online and DAB digital radio.
This is Summer Saturday.
Cambridge 105.
What's your background, Alice?
I did some sewing in school and I always really enjoyed it, but like a lot of people of my age, we didn't really have much sewing in school, so it sort of rushed through.
Was this at high school?
Yeah, yeah. At secondary school. In Cambridge, actually. Yeah, so I did a little bit of stuff but liked it, but there wasn't much time for it. And then in my early 20s, I got a sewing machine, wanted to get going on it again. But there was nothing. I remember I went to Waterstones to look for a sewing book, and there was nothing.
There was nothing.
Oh, okay. It's amazing. I mean, this is years ago, but not like, you know, in the dark ages. But even you imagine now the sewing section in the bookshop is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there was, I just wanted to make like a bag or something to get me started, and there was nothing at all. So I went home again, nothing that I wanted to sew anyway, probably a few old fashioned things.
So were there any family sewers? Anyone in your
family? No, not really.
So this was like, you just decided.
Yeah, we had an old singer, and actually a friend of mine when we were teenagers, we made a few things. We made some waistcoats and things. It was the 90s, so, I made a circle skirt and stuff. But we made it up, you know.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really do anything much for a while. I mean, I had this sewing machine, and I tried to make a bag myself, and it was just a disaster. It ended up like a nose bag for a horse. It was just awful, in a very beautiful fabric.
It's nice to know, though, that all good sewers have a starting place.
And I didn't know what I was doing. That's the other thing, you know. It was sort of, I didn't even know what I was doing buying the fabric. When I was buying the fabric, I was embarrassed and, you know. And then I came back, I left it for a while, and I came back to it when I had my first child and definitely wanted. I think I sort of fell upon a blog, a sewing blog.
Oh, okay.
So this must have been about sort of 10 years ago.
So when blogging had first started?
Yeah, it was really,
really
early. Yeah. And I then got onto a little community of sewing blogs, as you do, you follow them through, don't you? Yeah, and I sort of got re-enthused, you know, and then started to, but there was much more about then. It was already starting to sort of come back, so I got myself a book and made some things. And then I sort of was away, really.
So your education then, or, you know, your working background before you had your first child wasn't sewing?
There was nothing to do with sewing. That's no, amazing. I haven't got any sewing experience. So professional sewing
experience. So basically, you're like a home sewer.
Yeah, I'm just
who's learned through your own experiences. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
I mean, that's very encouraging for someone like me who doesn't do much sewing. Wants to have a go. I'm a bit scared. And I think there's a lot of people like
there's
that.
There's a lot of amazing sewers,
but there's also a lot of people who want to have a go.
I was laughing the other day we were looking at magazines with a tutor of mine, and the things that the magazine suggests you make, these useless things sometimes, like you could make a train or something out of, and we were both laughing. Why on earth would you want to make a little train? For yourself, not for a child, for yourself. And then I was remembering when I first started sewing, I didn't know what to make. I had no idea what to make.
You want to make, but
I wanted to make something.
And
as soon as you get going, you start thinking, oh yeah, I could make that and that. And then, you know, from struggling to think, what on earth could I even make? You're away and you're making things that you need and you want, you know, like, oh, I need a new bag, or I've got to make a gym bag, or, and then it works up and, oh, actually, I'll try a skirt, and then I'll, you know, and then before you know it, you've got more sewing than you can possibly fit in.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so with backstitch, I mean, I was working in market research.
Yeah.
And was looking for the thing that I wanted to do that wasn't the thing that I was doing that I didn't like.
I think we can all identify with that, can't we?
And this was about the time when I was starting to sew again, about 10 years ago, and wanted to thought I could sell something online would be a good way to start.
Yeah.
And hooked upon this fabric idea, really, because the blogs I was following then were using all the beautiful fabrics that we see in the shop now, a lot of the quilting cottons and things that all originate, a lot of them, certainly all of them then, originated from the States. And you couldn't get them here very easily.
No.
Even online. And obviously all the little shops were closing down at that point in the towns, and they were all old-fashioned generally anyway. So I decided that would be a good thing, and it's easy to post.
Yeah.
Fabric and...
Oh, so initially, backstitch started as an online.
Yeah, I was
business.
Just online. So I started. I'm in my seventh year. So, yeah, so I started just online. I did it at the same time as working part-time, my you know, day job.
Wow.
Yeah, then I got the shop back at Burwash.
How long have you been at Burwash? 2 years?
2 years, just over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, but I was online before. And I sort of, because I was working as well, I wasn't, it was just sort of ticking over. It was always, you know. It
wasn't really going.
No, it wasn't my job, you know. Yeah. And then it was just the sort of thing I did on the side. And I mean, I put a lot of effort into it, but it would never... It was, where is this going, you know, sort of thing. And I did actually, before Burwash came up, I did decide to leave my job just before that and give it my all, you know, because it was just sort of getting to a point where I could justify it, really. And then the unit came up, so it sort of fell in
just
quite
happened.
Well. Yeah.
So do you live locally to Burwash then? Are you in the Cambridge area?
Yeah, I live up the A14 a bit in Hemingford Grey.
I like your fabrics, actually, and that's something I noticed about your shop when I first came here, that you have a lot of funky fabrics.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, what you say, there wasn't, I noticed myself, actually,
there wasn't anything.
If you want to sew something, you want to make a skirt or you want to make a bag, you want it to stand out, really, don't you? And it to be individual, I think that's why
and
people
fun.
Sew,
I mean, people
it?
Are doing it for fun as well. You don't want it to be like a boring old thing, you know?
Why would you think there's been such a renaissance in this sewing, crochet?
It's a funny one, isn't
knitting?
It?
There's been a real...
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think, I mean, who knows, but I think it's partly to do with the recession that we had a number of years ago. There was an emphasis being put on quality and the meaning of things rather than just buying loads of cheap T-shirts. You know, people want... or you know, buying a coat every year, people realised that actually, you know, they didn't stop buying good things. And in fact, they started buying better things. You know, I'll buy one coat and it'll last me 10 years rather than... And I think that with that sort of realisation that we had to look after the things we had. I mean, it's a bit make do amend.
Yes.
But it's also the sort of just recognising the quality and the meaning of things as well. Like, if I'm going to have something, I want it to mean something. And so I think there's a bit of that in there, but then also I think there is this like me, there's this great swathe of people that didn't do any sewing at home, you know, really, when they're growing up or in school. And we're creative beings, aren't we, humans?
Yeah.
We like making things. And I think that there's that sort of need and desire that people have. And it's just sort of, I don't know, came at the right time, didn't it? You know, and everyone decided that they were going to do it themselves.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, it's lovely, isn't it? You get a real sense of achievement when you've made something. And when I have, and people say, oh, that's nice or something. You think, oh, I made that.
That's
really exciting, isn't it? You also recently, you've gone on to doing crocheting and knitting.
Yeah, so we've just opened our yarn section. It was last year, end of last year, we started stocking yarn, which is something I've always wanted to do up here at Burwash. I never wanted to do it really online, but as soon as we came here at this on site, everybody... Do you do knitting? Do you know wool? You know, and it was like, maybe one day, not yet. So that was really exciting to get that going. And that, I think, will grow quite slowly but steadily, you know, now that we've got it going. And that's been really nice as well, because I love knitting and I'd taken a bit of a back seat with it. I don't crochet. I think I need to learn, probably.
Have you got classes in the shop for crochet?
We have crochet classes and knitting classes, as well as sewing and dressmaking and all those sorts of things. And that's been really nice, having the crocheters and the knitters in the shop, because it's a different atmosphere, knitting and crochet. Most of our sewing classes are machine sewing, and that's quite a high energy sort of activity and high focus, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we've got some hand sewing classes as well, which are like the knitting and crochet ones, in that it's more chatty. You sit around it's much more relaxed, you know, and there's a lot more natter, which I like.
Yes, I think I'd do better with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like knitting. I always knit in the evenings when I'm watching TV. I can't not have something going on in my hands, but I couldn't sit there and sew on a machine.
No.
I do sometimes, but then I can't sew on a machine because it's too noisy and I can't hear what they're saying on the telly, so...
So what's your current project? What's your current knitting project?
I'm making a sort of tank top thing.
Are you? For you?
Yeah, for me. I've never knitted myself anything like a garment. I've always knitted scarves and things.
Yeah, that's
and I've
my
knitted
limit.
Garments for my kids.
Have you?
Yeah, but and other babies and things. But for me, I've never dared, because it takes a long time, doesn't it? And
yes.
And you don't know if it's going to really be right when you...
No.
And I don't know. I laugh because it looks... It could be really good.
Yes.
The lady in the picture looks really good. But whether I'll look like an old man or not, I don't know. I'm like...
So do you have...
I'm very much enjoying knitting it, though.
Oh, good. You know, well,
even
that's
if I do
thing,
end up looking like an old man, yeah. I can wear it to gardening,
yeah,
can't I?
You can.
I'll be very warm.
Have you got an allotment?
No, but I have got a veggie patch, so I'll be away. I'll be fine. And it's sleeveless, so it'll be very practical for outdoors.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
So what's your sewing? What are you sewing at the moment? Are you sewing anything at the moment?
I've got some quilts. I've got two quilts on the go. I finished the tops, actually, and I need to quilt them. So that's the thing that's top of the list. And then I haven't got any other things on the go. I try not to start things until I've finished the other things. I am quite good like that. And when I do start something, I tend to whip through and do it. The last things I made sewing-wise was some sweatshirts. I made one sweatshirt to test out the pattern and I liked it. So I immediately cut out three more in different fabrics and sewed them all up together.
Like a sweatshirt material?
Yeah.
Do you have that in
store? Yeah. I'll show you. I'm wearing one today. Not on me. I can't stop wearing it. Can't stop wearing this.
I love that. That's so cool.
It's just a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I wear sweatshirts and jeans. Myself some sweatshirts. So I've got some, I need to do some more dressmaking. I do need to do some more dressmaking because I'm running out of some clothes.
That's brilliant. So is that your need for sewing now? Is it basically you think I need a new skirt or I need a new shirt? Or
it is a bit like that, but it's a bit of a kind of a problem actually because I can't buy clothes anymore because I go in and I think, oh, well, I've got all this fabric in the shop and I've got all these patterns crudely, I've already paid for.
Yeah.
So I could just make myself something. And why would I spend £40 on a sweatshirt
that
I'm not even that keen on?
Yeah.
You know, compared to the fabric I like in the shop that I chose myself.
Oh,
you know,
brilliant.
So it's like but then I don't have the time to do it, so then I end up
not
having any clothes. And then going in shops and going, "Oh, but I'm not buying that. I can't bring myself to buy all these things."
So do you have like do you have customers who show you what they've made?
Yeah.
Do you have that on your website?
No, I ought to get something
like
that sorted out.
Like
no, I really wanted to get a wall.
Holding up their stuff.
Like a Polaroid wall going up with people
wearing
their things and holding up their things. Because they do. And I, you know, I recognise the fabric when people come in. I'm like, oh, you made that? I love it, you know,
yeah,
sort of
that's
thing. What pattern
isn't
is
it?
And, you know, and then because you recognise the fabric. And I was sitting next to someone in the... watching my kids do swimming lessons the other day, and so they had a skirt on that they'd made with fabric from here, and I said,
"Do you say something?"
"Did you make that?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "Where did you get the fabric?" They said, "Oh, this shop of Burwash Manor." I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's my shop."